Praise be Jesus and Mary. As Jesus sends out his apostles today to proclaim the gospel, to evangelize, he gives them nothing except his own power and authority. They're not supposed to take a walking stick, sack, food, basically no equipment for the journey, except that one thing, which is sufficient, Christ's power and his authority. It's this that the apostles received, and it's this that enabled them to spread the gospel from Spain all the way to India, and to do so effectively. And just like the old evangelization was successful because it relied on the power and authority of Christ, so the new evangelization will work the same way, if it is to work, if it's to be successful. We can, and of course we should, implement state-of-the-art tools and equipment of all sorts. We should put it to the use of the gospel, of course, as St. Maximilian would say. But in the end, what gives effectiveness is the power and the authority of Christ. So whether we feel very equipped, because we do have these things, starting with the gift of speaking eloquently and maybe the means of social communication and all of that. If we have that, okay, great, let's use it, but let's not put our trust in it, because that's not what converts. That's not what wins hearts. It's the power and the authority of Christ. But even if we have none of those things, that's okay. We don't need them. As long as we have the power and the authority of Christ. What is the power of Christ? Well, our union with him, being in a state of grace, being united to him by prayer, living a life of union with him, being consecrated to him through our Blessed Lady. We have the power of Christ, the authority, if we speak his word, unadulterated, without compromise, the gospel of Christ. If we have just that and nothing else, it's sufficient to spread the gospel, to evangelize, to convert, to win for Christ. If we have that faith, because we are all sent, by the way, all of us are Christians and therefore missionaries by nature. We have to share what we have received. And if we have that same power and authority, union with Christ, and the courage to speak his word, we will become successful apostles as well. Praise be Jesus and Mary.